mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the third and final hour of this live Tuesday edition. And I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to get into some more on biometrics coming up later, because now it isn't just you get half price if you thumb scan at Disney World and at SeaWorld and the rest of it. Now they're going to make you do it, period, to get in the park. And it's going in all over the place, and I have a CBS News piece that says, oh, you go to the front of the line if you biometrically scan to get on an airplane, but then within a few years, you'll all have to do it. And the feds have already passed a national ID card law that makes you biometrically get scanned in at the state level. So it's so many serious ramifications. We've got to fight this. That's coming up. Also, they're set to pass, reauthorize the Patriot Act coming up on Thursday. We've got Ron Paul coming up. I believe tomorrow his office contacted us and gave us the latest details. Those are on Infowars.com. Also, some more experts and insiders going public about government involvement in 9/11. We'll be getting to that. And the first thing I'm going to get to, though, after some calls, the first thing I'm going to get to is this situation with the media saying Al-Qaeda works with the Mexican gangs and they're going to nuke us any minute. Now, that is just not true on its face. Am I saying there isn't a threat? Oh, there's a very real threat of a device going off. But believe me, it isn't going to be Ahmed and Poncho that do it. Okay. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Oh, Alex, can't you drown yourself in cognitive dissonance and enjoy the new Soviet-style America? Because that's what you'd have to do, and that's what we're coming to. There was a report, and this Thursday, along with the, of course, reauthorization of the Patriot Act, they are voting on the House of Representatives, H.R. 1195. Now, what that bill is, and I believe they're going to take it up in committee, I believe the Homeland Security Committee, they're trying to vote it out of there, is something we spoke about a year ago or something like that, in which they want people to be deprived of the right to own firearms if they're on a terrorist suspect list. To break it down real easy for the audience, it's as simple as this.
Yeah, no, it's gun registration, and now, even if you've never been convicted, it's actually a terror and crime watch list. And then you won't be able to buy. And I've got the testimony of FBI Director Mueller in front of them admitting all of this, Ron.
Right. No, he testified, I think, in March about that. But understand something.
Well, he's a Republican. Everything's okay.
Alex, all you need to wind up on that list is mere suspicion and innuendo. There's no due process required for you to.
Well, due process is Al-Qaeda.
Well, I guess in their mind, I guess in the Soviet America it is.
And we could see this week or next week the passage of CAFTA. I mean, it's a nightmare.
You know, well, they're throwing a number of things at the Congress all at once.
That's what Ron Paul said this morning.
With this thing, basically speaking, you would have people who are on a list similar to the no-fly list. They got there. They don't know how. They weren't put there by anything.
But magically, every time it's a train bomber or a plane bomber, magically they're on the list. But then,
in the country.
But then they get ordered to be allowed in because, well...
Just like they claim that the mastermind of the London bombings was on the list, came to the United States, the authorities in the U.S. knew it, let him into the borders to go visit his mommy in Cleveland. But I guarantee you, John Q. Public American Citizen, decent human being, will have the weight of the entire system brought against
him. Oh, have you heard the latest?
No. I mean, I thought was the latest, but...
Oh, well, no, I mean, there's just a bunch of moves to actually pay illegals to come here now.
Well, Alex, too... If you could hold me over, I'd like to mention something that Maxine Waters, who's supposed to be a representative from the left, so a few people out there think the left is going to help you.
Well, stay there. I'll let you finish briefly.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ron in New York always calls him with something interesting. And yes, he's right. Not only is CAFTA set to pass the House here in the next week or two, Central American Free Trade Agreement, not only are we going to have the Patriot Act and expanded, not only are we looking at, just a whole bunch of other really bad things coming down the line, we also have a gun control bill that the Attorney General and FBI Director support, that if you're, quote, on a terror watch list or a criminal crime list, basically Patriot Act stuff, that everybody has to be run through this other database, and if you're on that list, you can't get a gun. So now no due process. And this is going to be just expanded and expanded and expanded. But Ron, finish up what you were going to say.
And yes, what I was saying is that Maxine Waters, of course, who's a congressperson, who's a representative of the left, made a statement. And I want to say this just in case you have some listeners who think the left is going to save us from the tiger paw on the right. She said, well, I don't see why there should be an objection to this, and of course referring to this here list that we're discussing. She says, you've given up your right to medical confidentiality, and you've given up your right to confidentiality of what books you borrow from a library, so why not give this up too? That's your left in this country.
She really said that?
Yes.
Well, you know, thanks for the call, Ron. You know, here's the parallel. Here's a parallel to that. It'd be like if you were on your roof fixing, say, a satellite dish, and you fell off, and you broke both of your legs. And when the ambulance got there, you said, "Help me, help me." And they said, "Well, no, sir. Why should we? Why should we fix your legs? I mean, they're both broken. In fact, let's just break your arms, because these are broken anyways." No, we should be upset about breaking our legs and trying to fix them. Not, "Oh, my goodness, you know, you've been shot 3 times in the chest. Here, let's shoot you 5 more times in the head." And I hear this all the time. You know, it's like the head of Oracle came out and said, "I want to give people the system free for the national ID card. And we all need tracker chips on us." I mean, you've already given up all your data. Private corporations are already doing it. Yeah, and causing all the identity theft. It's like 80-something percent, and this is the Fed's own numbers, 80-plus percent of identity theft is corporations selling data to each other. Every time you hear about Bank of America loses millions, this bank loses millions, it's never somebody hacked in and got it. It's always they sold it to a company that then sold it to some other company or sold it to a dummy company. And again, you'll see that in the back of the paper whenever it's the nightly news. You know, 3,000 names stolen from a university server by a hacker. And it's some zit-faced 18-year-old going, "Gee, I was just having fun." They didn't even sell the names, didn't even get the names, just came into contact with them. You know, if they come in contact with names, if they get into where names are, it's considered they've been stolen. So they'll hype up, "Oh, 3,000 names were stolen from the library computer. Oh, it's horrible hacking. Oh, identity theft is just horrible." But when your bank account gets sucked dry by somebody, by some monkey, you know, in some foreign third world country, folks, 80-plus percent of the time they got that through another subsidiary company that bought that data. Or their cousin who runs the gas station. This is one of the big areas. When I say 80%, that's... it's like 83%. That's all the numbers. People selling data, people stealing your credit card at the gas station. That makes up 80%. It's something like 17%. Again, I saw this a few months ago. I'm going from memory. I think it's like 17%. You know, it was actually internet-type scams and people hacking. Okay? 80-plus percent is all the other stuff. And what is the other stuff? It's not just companies selling data. That's the lion's share of the 83%. It's a big part of it is, and it's mainly foreigners because they've got country to operate out of, though other people have been caught doing it too. And when you go in and use that credit card, when you go in and they make an imprint of that card, especially, it's a real, real thing you should worry about. When they go in, you know, when you go in and use the ATM they're running, and it's on another company, that data, they can take that and sell that. And then they, again, mail that or fax that or email that to their cousin in Bangladesh. And then, boy, he goes to town on you. So that's what's going on here. But no, they're not going to do anything about that or prosecute. Basically, there's no prosecution of this stuff. No, they're just going to, well, track and trace everybody else and restrict the internet and make you have a ID number when you get online and get rid of any privacy you have because it's all your fault there's identity theft when the internet is the safest place to buy things other than paying cash at a brick-and-mortar store. That is the safest thing you can do is pay cash at a brick-and-mortar store. The next safest thing you can do is buy things off of a secure shopping cart. I've studied all this. And how they're demonizing the internet and calling for all this regulatory control is a fraud. Okay, let's go to Larry in Arizona. Larry, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Speaking on what you just said, I used to work in customer service for a cell phone company, and when people would call up to pay their bills with me because they felt unsafe about the internet, I paid through the internet in the office there. So there's no getting around it.
Exactly.
Okay, the reason I'm calling today, Alex, is I got this really good book. It's called Final Warning, A History of the New World Order. It's comprehensive, 500 pages. And I wanted to throw a couple of things out at you, and we're going to go into history today. And I want to get your response to these things that I'm reading out of this book. You brought some of this up last week about the Civil War, that there were outside interests, that outside countries involved. This book says that it was the bankers, the international bankers, instigated the Civil War, and that England was planning to take the northern states, make it part of Canada after the war. And also it says that Jefferson Davis offered the French Louisiana and Texas if the French would come in on the southern side.
Yeah, that's true. That's just historical fact.
Well, if that's true, then was Abraham Lincoln justified in the emergency measures that he used to save the country?
Well, the globalists win either way. Then they killed him, and the bankers put their dictatorship back in with Grant and got it anyways. And then that's when the martial law really began, was at the end of the Civil War. Then we got Posse Comitatus in 1878 to supposedly counter that martial law, and now we see that being erased. But the key dates are in the late 1860s and then through 1933 with the War Powers Act, 1947 National Security Act, and then right up to today with Patriot Act and Homeland Security. It's just expansions of all of this. So again, people always say either the North was good or the South was bad, or the South was good and the North was bad. I'm a Southerner. You know, I mean, I got a lot of family from East Texas, and that was really, you know, the cutoff line there for really being in the war. And, you know, the North did horrible things, horrible raping and pillaging. The South had a lot of real grievances, and the North really was trying to dominate Western expansion. But the British were manipulating the South. They were setting the South up. They did have the 20,000 troops up in Toronto. They were planning to invade. They were manipulating both sides. And so, again, it isn't either one side's good, the other side's bad. It's that the globalists, they manipulated this entire thing, ordered out of chaos, and it didn't go exactly as the British wanted, because the czars, who were fighting with the British arm of the globalists, were funding the North. And so the North was able to win. Then the president was going to go back to, you know, free states and wasn't going to have this police state. And so you know the rest of the story.
Speaking of czars, can I ask you another question going back to the 1800s?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, now also according to this book, the Rothschilds and their minions tried to set up a New World Order after Napoleon, and that was broken up because Tsar Nicholas got wind of the Rothschilds being behind it, and he's the one that he didn't join it, and so that caused the collapse. And that's
and so they took him out in 1917.
Right, that's why, as revenge, that Russia was chosen as the country to have the Bolshevik Revolution later on.
Plus, it was perfectly prepared for it.
Okay, Alex, thanks for everything you do, and the news that you're putting out today about the thumb printing and Disney World, it's getting real close. We all got to stay prayed up.
Well, thank you. Look, all over the country, they're going in every business you can imagine. 5 years ago, it was for employees to clock in, and now it's just everything. Steve, where are you calling us from?
In Kansas.
Welcome.
And it's Al-Qaeda, Steve.
We're not in Kansas anymore, Steve.
No, we're not.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's America. You know, I was calling about the CAFTA thing, and I called my senators here in Kansas, Sam Brownback and Pat Roberts. Both of them voted for CAFTA. Sam Brownback's answer to, and I was talking obviously to their assistants, but it was to help the beef industry in Kansas.
And that's actually going to really annihilate the beef industry all over the country.
Well, I tried to explain that to him, and you know, I wasn't getting anywhere. And
oh, funny that the different beef associations are against it.
Yes, and then Pat Roberts.
Oh, but he says they're for it. And we're not taking your thumbprint. We're just scanning you. And mercury's good for you. Stay there. I'm just taking three more calls, folks. I got a bunch of news to cover. concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
All right, Steve in Kansas, go ahead and finish up the points you were making.
Good. Pat Roberts, talking to his assistant, said that it was not even debatable now because it's passed. I called the House, Dennis Moore, and Jim Ryan. Jim Ryan still has to give back to me. Dennis Moore, they took my concerns, and he will send me a letter. And he's leaning towards it because it may help America. Now, I'm asking the people of Kansas. You know, I mean, Sam Brownback and Pat Roberts, they have to go. They have to go. Because if you're going to destroy America with your vote I mean, you know, come on. We're people. We're all American citizens here.
No, and for those that don't know, and I appreciate the call, Steve. I mean, CAFTA starts merging our police, our Social Security, our laws, our vitamin rules. I mean, it's horrible. And then economically, you know, the smaller beef organizations, you know, they're actually grassroots, are all against it. Now, the big massive meat packers, which just, you know, most of the markets run by three or four big companies, they're for it because they want that cheap meat out of Latin America. And under this, it won't be listed, it won't be marked, there won't be any tariffs. And our meat's not going to be going down there, folks. I mean, you really want some cow that a vampire bat's been sucking on? What do you think those vampire bats feed on down in Guatemala? I'm not kidding. Just type in vampire bats Guatemala cows. It's disgusting. And their beef has a lot of problems, too. It's just disgusting. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Ken in Texas. Go ahead, Ken.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, right now I'm showing one of your shows on my cable 28 in Fort Worth, the Access Channel.
You know, right. you hadn't called in about a year or two.
It's been a while. I've been making cable access shows in Fort Worth and showing conspiracy books. I just stack them up on a table and show them to people. Let them go find them.
So, how long have you been doing your TV show in Fort Worth?
Oh, 99.
And I would imagine it's probably gotten pretty popular.
I hope so, but anyway, right now, one of your shows is showing on cable 28 in Fort Worth.
Good.
I show everybody. My stuff, your stuff, everybody's stuff I can get on that people need to see. I still think that they're in a panic and no Constitution Convention was held. That's just my opinion and all this stuff is going on. Hey, you want that toll-free number to Congress?
Sure.
1-866-877-HILL. 1-866-877-HILL. Hey, get on your gas bills and your water bills and put down stop FTAA and stop CAFT. Put it on your checks and everything.
Well,
it's got to be stopped.
Well, I'll tell you something, Ken. You know, 20 years ago, if 90% of us were against something, they didn't do it. Now, everybody's against all these policies. Everybody's against the Patriot Act. Everybody's against open borders. Everybody's against CAFTA. But they're still just doing it.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, it's just, I think they call that tyranny and despotism.
I think so. Hey, I wrote Popper Mechanics and told them they were conspiracy debunkers. No answer.
Well, did you, I hope you dropped your subscription.
No, I don't take it, but I did see it. But I just call them conspiracy debunkers. Hey, what's the deal with this S-1266 in the Senate with the FBI sticking their nose in gun sales and stuff? That's a bad bill, too.
Yeah, and Lord Bush supports it.
Tell your senator to vote against S-1266.
Anything else, Ken?
Hey, it's good talking to you, and I'll be talking to you another time.
You keep it up. Let's talk to last call, because I got a bunch of news to cover. Jeff, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
New Mexico.
Welcome.
Yeah, I have a question. If Rothschilds and Rockefellers are the snakehead puppeteers more than Bush and Cheney, how come I heard on the news that this legislator, Jay Rockefeller, said something against the U.S. staying in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Well, that's all part of the, I mean, you've seen WWF wrestling.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the wrestler gets up there and goes, "You're going down, you know, Hobgoblin." And then the guy says, "No, Hobgoblin, you're going down." And, I mean, it's a staged fight. Or you're going down, Pork Chop. No, you're going down, Hobgoblin. You know, whatever stupid name they've got. Undertaker, The Rock, you know, Macho Man. Whatever those idiots' names are. I mean, it's staged.
You know, Jack McLam.
Yeah, what about Jack?
He thinks more than you. He has an attitude that the Cheney Bush are the puppeteers because they and their cronies and their investments in Halliburton, etc., benefit by U.S. military spending towards mission.
You know, I listen to Jack. I haven't heard him say that. You want to talk about it?
Sure.
Well, stay there. We'll come back, Jeff, in New Mexico. I bet it's pretty in New Mexico right now. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, we know what the globalist plans are. A cashless society, control grid, everything we do being tracked and traced, forced drugging of the population, citizenry crammed into tight, compact cities, heavily policed, a militarized world government. And I'm just trying to stop that. I'm trying to fight that. I'm trying to defend against that. And so who sits on the black throne at Mount Doom doesn't really matter as much as fighting the enemy that's in front of us. But we know what their programs are. We know what their strategies are. And let me just assure you, George W. Bush and his daddy, George Herbert Walker Bush, and his daddy, Senator Prescott Bush, they were just minions of Fritz Thyssen, the main guy that bankrolled Hitler for the globalists. They've always been high-level puppets. That's what they are. Certainly, for carrying out the operations of the New World Order, as high-level minions, they're going to be making, you know, billions of dollars. Okay? And that's all very corrupt and bad, and they have a motive there with the Halliburton contracts and, you know, Barbara Bush on the board of Lockheed Martin and, you know, George Shultz and Bechtel and on and on and on. But, no, I assure you, the Rothschilds are above the Bushes in a whole different strata. You know, politicians, elite politicians present themselves like fruit in a produce market, you know, for the Bilderberg group to pick over them and, you know, to pick which piece of fruit they wish to support. So I really don't even get the... I'm trying to understand what you're saying there, Jeff, But, you know, I listen to Jack. We've had Jack on many times. Jack knows that Bush is just a puppet, so I don't understand you saying that Jack doesn't agree. He thinks it's the Bushes.
Well, I think this is a question, not just the 9-1-1 truth movement. It's kind of like who did the terrorism movement, because I think McGlam, he thinks more that the Middle Easterners don't worry about bringing the wrath of U.S. against them because they justifiably want to fight back against what the U.S. military is doing to them first.
Well, wait a minute, Jack.
You always blame the government. You never think it's really them.
Boy, that you are really falsely quoting him. That's amazing.
I'm going to let you go.
I really appreciate the call. I got a lot of news here I got to get to, and that is the last call. What you just said is not true. I mean, I've had Jack on this show. I've been on his show many times. I just so happen to be in the car a lot in the late afternoon when he's on the radio. And so I probably hear about two of his shows a week on average. That's just not the case. So I'm really confused by your phone call, but I'm not going to sit here when you continue to, what is that, like three misrepresentations? And then claim that Jack says that the Muslims really attacked us? Jack does not say that. Jack knows it was a government inside job. He talks about it all the time. That was an amazing phone call. Really amazing. That's kind of a new tactic. I haven't heard of that yet, to claim somebody said something they didn't and then try to use that as a set piece against you. You know, you always try to blame the government, Alex. And then it was going into, no, these people are just fighting back. They deserve to. Hey, look, I know you don't like me. I can tell that. Just don't like me. But you don't have to invent stuff. Okay? You know, invention, you know, I know is the child of need, or, well, I just butchered that quote. What is invention? Invention is born out of necessity, I think is a better way to say it. So you have the necessity to disprove something I've said, so you invent something. Former Vietnam combat and commercial pilot, firm believer, 911 was inside job, an experienced Boeing 757-767 pilot. He says, no way that a novice fly the big birds. He knew so well. Russ Wittenberg says, America has turned into a police state with martial law on the immediate horizon. He said, Americans need to wake up before it's too late and all constitutional rights are stripped away. And Greg Zeminski wrote this article. There was no fooling former Air Force commercial pilot Russ Wittenberg the morning of 9/11. He knew it was an inside job from the get-go, knowing the big boys were up to the same dirty tricks they were playing in the Kennedy assassination and Pearl Harbor. The government may have fooled millions of Americans with its cockamamie official story, but the former fighter pilot who flew over 100 combat missions in Vietnam and who sat for 35 years in the cockpit for Pan Am and United wasn't one of them. Now, almost 4 years later, Wittenberg is still shaking his head in disbelief more than ever, saying the country he loved and fought so bravely 40 years ago has fallen in the dark, in the deep, into the deep, dark, sinister hands of fascist leaders who are quickly turning America into a military state. Although back in the beginning he seemed like a lone wolf in a hen house, he's noticed, especially in the last 6 months, more Americans waking up to the cold reality that the U.S. government staged 9/11, started an illegal war in Iraq, and basically is criminally responsible for killing hundreds of thousands of innocent lives here and abroad. Even though it's a hard pill for some to swallow, Wittenberg says Americans need to wake up and wake up fast. Holding those in government responsible, even though it may mean a total makeover of the American political system. And for those despicable actions now taking place in the name of freedom, the former F-100 Vietnam fighter pilot, who knows what it's like to be in harm's way, directed a little military jab towards the commander-in-chief saying, oh, why doesn't he wake up and just fall on the sword? And talking about his obvious disgust for the Bush administration, he bundles 9/11 into the neocon neat little contrived war package, saying it was a linchpin needed to usher in a state of constant fear, a climate of war, and a perfect setting for unconstitutional Patriot Act and eventual martial law. And it goes on for several other pages. We're going to be getting Mr. Wittenberg on the show, getting into how they're making preparations for martial law. A five-year-old could see that. A five-year-old could see that. But many adults don't want to see it. They're so afraid that if they admitted what they knew was true in their hearts, the globalists are evil, that they would then have to admit they were living in a country controlled by absolute demons. Creatures that make vampires look like angels. Newspaper claims former DOJ officials confirm bombing cover-up from KTOK-TV. And I'm going to get Colonel Craig Roberts on to comment on this in the next few days. The McCurtain Daily Gazette today reports several former powerful and high-ranking Justice Department officials confirm there was a cover-up of the investigation to the Oklahoma City bombing. 10 years after the Oklahoma City bombing, a published report says several former high-ranking Department of Justice officials who want to remain anonymous claim there was a cover-up of the attack that killed 168 persons. The story is carried by the McCurtain Daily Gazette in Oklahoma, whose reporter J.D. Cash has spent a decade investigating the bombing and its ties to Elohim City, a religious and white supremacist compound in eastern Oklahoma. I could spend an hour on this, so I'll stop acting stupid. It's just, I'm going to get Colonel Roberts on about it. We were put into contact with some very, very high-level former Department of Justice officials who have seen about as much of this cover-up of the Oklahoma City bombing as they can stomach, said Cash in an interview with KTOK News. Okay. Basically, we're being told that white supremacists bombed Oklahoma City and that they were working with these evil Iraqis. Okay. Again, in my film, Road to Tyranny, we cover this, made 3.5 years ago. I've covered this endlessly on the radio show. Regardless of what Cash's motives are, these rabbit trails of Elohim City are just that. We've had Colonel Roberts on, again, Army Colonel, Detective, Tulsa, Oklahoma, investigated Oklahoma City. These Iraqis had been trained by the U.S. government, were brought back in by the U.S. government in the early 90s. They were involved in the bombing with McVeigh. No connection to Elohim City. Because of informants going public and saying that the government was going to let the bombings take place, they had to drop it like a hot potato and not link McVeigh in with Elohim City. That was the plan. The claim that, you know, McVeigh had visited every militia in the country. He'd been to hundreds of gun shows. He had created an MO and a ledger, a history with everybody. All right? He was special forces. This is all admitted. And then he also was hanging around Elohim City. And Elohim City was run, and this has come out, by high-level CIA double agents. And so the bombing is carried out. Though, when the event took place in Elohim City, that is, there's no connection between Elohim City and the bombing itself. That was Iraqi U.S. intelligence agents who carried out the bombing. And again, we've got all the proof of this in the films, and got huge sections on the websites on it. Just exhaustive amounts of evidence. But to make a long story short, the government declared national security on those surveillance cameras, the 12 different cameras, because it showed the Iraqis with McVeigh carrying out the diversionary blast with the Ryder truck. Now ask yourselves, if they've got McVeigh alone bombing this building, and they've admittedly got the surveillance camera of it happening, why don't they show those tapes? Because, folks, it shows a bunch of Iraqis. And when state police arrested those Iraqis and when FBI arrested those Iraqis trying to leave the country, Bill Clinton ordered them released because they're agents. And it's that simple. This is on the record. And I hope people begin to understand this. And so now to try to go back to the original story and kind of retread it, which we've been hearing over and over again by the neocons on talk radio, oh, Oklahoma City was Iraq. Ooh, Oklahoma City was tied in, and these white supremacists worked with the Iraqis. The white supremacists were feds. Literally more feds than toothless followers in Elohim City. They were feds, and so were the Iraqis. Everybody's a fed in on this thing. It's like the joke of going to a militia meeting. I mean, how do you know a FBI agent when you see one? Well, it'll be, there's five people, three of them will be FBI. Oh, man. It makes my head spin sometimes. It really does. I mean, to know what they're going to do and to see them doing it. And you know, I don't know if J.D. Cash is just ignorant or if he's wrong or if he's, I mean, certainly there's a connection to Elohim City. He's right about that, but people that I really trust who've just done a great job in the past giving us information don't like it one bit. So I'll get Colonel Roberts on in the next 2 days to give us his take on that. Okay, let's get into the nuclear threat and that situation. A nuclear knife aimed at America's heart. In November 97, President Clinton signed a top-secret presidential decision directive, PDD 60, directing U.S. military commanders to abandon the time-honored nuclear deterrence of launch on warning, or MAD. Ironically, this was done in the name of increased deterrence. Every sensible American needs to understand why this reasoning is fraudulent at best and deadly at worst. First, some background. And then this is back when Newsmax was good in 1999, before they had to cover up for Bush, and they go into PDD 60. And I have the Library of Congress declassified synopsis of PDD 60, what is not classified, and it clearly says we will absorb nuclear strikes before deciding what to do. So if China launches 200 missiles at us, and they've already threatened to destroy 200 U.S. cities, and they're coming in, that our government will do nothing. They won't counter the missiles. They will not launch other missiles, which means absolute annihilation. We will absorb that. So with that backdrop, Fox News, CNN, WorldNet Daily, they're all out fear-mongering. MS-13 Mexican gangs, they've brought nukes across the border. We're going to be nuked any minute. I'll give up all your rights. You know, Dick Cheney, better do what we say or you'll get nuked. Nuked, 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 nuked. Number one, MS-13 is helping bring illegal aliens across, the Mexican drug gang. But believe me, those guys knew it was an atomic weapon, which most of these suitcases are. They shoot a piece of uranium into a big block of, a big ball of plutonium. It's just a simpler system. You know, the Russians didn't just sell these like hotcakes after the fall of the Soviet Union. Our government spent $20 billion buying those things up from them and having them destroyed. If anything does happen, it's going to be the globalist, what Dr. Tanya Krasnaya, the Russian top economist, called the Death Set Group, or the Skull and Bones Group. She said that 2 weeks before 9/11. They're going to be behind it. And when that A-bomb goes off and kills 200,000 people in downtown Chicago or downtown Dallas, Texas, or downtown New York, midtown Manhattan, or in Austin, Texas. I think Austin could be a target. That's just my gut analysis of it. The globalists have said it's a major target. But the point is that when it goes off in your town, in your city, they're going to radically re-engineer this society forever. You think the police state's been bad up until now? They're going to have a national draft, capture us as their military slaves, we're going to invade the planet, and the elite are going to just be worshipped. Oh, everyone will grovel with their local tattletale cops to be, you know, on the in crowd. Everything will be terrorism, marijuana, speeding. Every crime will be treated as forced labor camp. The economy will break down and fall apart. This is exactly what the globalists want. They've been preparing for it. And if a nuke does go off or if an A-bomb does go off, which I think it is a very real danger. I'm not saying it's going to happen like the government does, but it's a very real danger. And if that happens, folks, giving up your liberty isn't going to keep you safe. And remember who left the border wide open. The government's floating this story about nukes coming across the southern border. Meanwhile, ordering the Border Patrol to stand down. You just remember that if this does happen. You just remember that giving up your freedoms and groveling to somebody in a black mask doesn't keep you safe. And police, you remember, this very same government puts aspartame in your food, puts sodium fluoride in your water. This very same government puts mercury vaccines in your children's vaccines. This very same government sends you to Iraq to breathe DU. You're serving a bunch of Nazis, a bunch of eugenicists, a bunch of control freaks, a bunch of social Darwinists that think it's their right to rule and dominate you. And I hope you understand that, and you know what I'm saying is true. You know it in your soul. Now get the facts and find out I'm telling you the truth. Know it. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, we've got PDD-60 in force where we'll absorb nuclear strikes, won't even defend ourselves from attacks. Our government's armed the communist Chinese with the latest systems. Top Chinese generals are threatening to destroy 200 U.S. cities. Meanwhile, U.S. Northern Command is doing drills. This is off the NORTHCOM website. This is your military dictatorship to deal with Al-Qaeda sending a suitcase nuke into North Carolina via a barge. So, and all they're doing is drilling to take over our cities, drilling to federalize your local police. That's all any of this is. Then the globalists will capture America as their engine of empire. We're the big prize, to then go around invading the planet. After the nuke of 07, things changed. And even if the globalists don't nuke a U.S. city, they may not. I hope they don't. It's the fear of every night we're going to get nuked. There's nukes. There's nukes. Meanwhile, you have to thumb scan to get into Disney World. And notice, at first it was voluntary if you wanted the discount. Now it's mandatory. Same thing to get on planes. Here's a report from last year before Dan Rather left. Here's just part of it. Listen to this propaganda.
Dan Rather reporting tonight from Los Angeles.
Another high-tech innovation with a growing measure of controversy tonight. Identification systems that scan your hand, eye, or other body parts. They're great for security. But what about your privacy? CBS's Sandra Hughes has been looking into this.
Your hand is your passport at Los Angeles International Airport, where you can bypass long lines at immigration after a machine reads the unique characteristics of your palm and fingers to prove you are you.
For your protection, you are being photographed.
At banks all over the country, the shape and dimensions of your face are enough ID to cash a check. And the way you hold an electronic pen equipped with angle and pressure sensors can do more to identify you than your actual signature. These are all forms of identification technology known as biometrics. It's a way to distinguish people not by a collection of numbers, but through a collection of body parts.
All
the
right.
Flecks and blood vessels in your eye, the structure and webbing of your hand.
I'll just say this. Yeah, that's enough of that. I forgot to mention, at banks right here in Austin, you go in, and they'll go, Mr. Jones, we don't need, Mr. Johnson, we don't need to see the ID. Good to see you. Oh, how do you know me? I've never met you. I've talked to hundreds of people on the street. This has happened to. It freaks them out. Well, the camera, sir, face identification for your security. But, again, it's the applications of all of this are just horrible. And guess who is exempt from it when they come across the border? You got to do it when you leave the country. Illegal aliens, 3 years ago, Bush signed an executive order where the illegal aliens, they don't have to do it. Again, it's always selectively enforced. And then they lie when they take these identifiers and go, oh, it's not your fingerprint or your face, it's just some numbers. That's all it is. Yeah, zeros and ones they put back together with the image of your face or hand. You know, I didn't plug my videos last hour, and I'm not really going to plug them this hour. I'll just say this. They're some of the best documentaries out there exposing the New World Order. They make this broadcast possible, and we need your support. Martial Law is my new film. It's my best work. Road to Tyranny is excellent as well. We've got deals of upwards of 75% off right now on the films. So please go to InfoWars.com and order them via the Safe Secure shopping cart if you want powerful information. And if you want to support what we're doing, please don't count on others to get the films. You need to take action and expose who the real terrorists are, or life's going to get real scary real fast. So InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.